Marriage is one of the greatest faith walks you can take. I'm Shayla Vernado, millennial wife and mother, loving married life. Are we the perfect couple? Absolutely not, but we serve a perfect God, and I'm here to share my journey and help empower you for yours. Happy spouse, happy house. Let's get into today's episode. Marrying again. The rise and fall of a Disney love story. So in this episode, this is one that may have a part two, but it's actually been on my heart for the last few years. A very close friend of mine went through a divorce, and I was able to walk her through so much of the emotional parts of it, and the things that would come up for her when dating, the things that would come up for her as she prepared for marriage again. And it's interesting because she started dating someone and everything I shared with her, she experienced. And she was like, Shayla, you need to talk about this on a podcast because so many people are divorced and they will get married again. And it's a whole different experience for both people, especially if one has been divorced and one hasn't, or they've both been divorced. So to compare this to some of the classic Disney tales, marrying someone who's experienced divorce is marrying someone who has seen an entire movie. They were the lead actor in a genre of love stories that typically result in a happily ever after. But in their instance, this movie didn't end so well. Snow White never woke up. The Beast ended up eating the Beauty alive. Simba never became king. Did you get the Disney references? The point is, the happy endings that we expect when we get married, for those who are divorced, we experienced a whole different love story. And it's not that we're jaded or broken or damaged. We've just lived a love story that ended in disaster. And so the perspective you take into your marriage is completely different than someone who's only ever seen the first 30 minutes of the Disney love story, right? So if you've never been married, you're new to this, right? Whereas the divorcee in the relationship isn't new. They've already lived a failed love story. And, you know, it's just two different worlds that collide. The person who's never been married and never been divorced just sees everything. It's going to be perfect and rainbows and sunshine all the time. You know, things are going to be great. We're going to be able to work through everything. We aren't going to have any issues. Things are going to be perfect. And when they're not, I'm going to let them know. Oftentimes, the person who's never been married before struggles in the area of picking their battles. There are some perks and some opportunities to work through on both sides. So in this episode, I'm just going to talk a little bit about that and try to offer some insight as a divorcee who got married again and had a completely different perspective than my husband, and just kind of share how we work through some things. And just share how you can support your never married spouse and how you can support your divorced spouse. Okay. So when it comes to your perception of reality being forever altered after divorce, it just is. It's not something that we can help or even knew what's going to happen. You just have on rose colored glasses going into that first marriage. And when you come out, you have on shades. And it's not that you don't believe in love. It's not that you don't desire love. It's not that you don't want to make any good love work. It's that you've seen the dark side of the love story. And so you kind of go in with just those shades on, right? You can still see very clearly, but you don't necessarily have all the hearts and flowers kind of perspective as somebody who's never been married. But that also is, it serves as a blessing. And this is the blessing and the burden of being the divorcee. You get married again, and Lord willing, you took some stock in your decisions you made initially, and Lord willing, you got some therapy and worked through the issues that you had in your previous relationship. And Lord willing, you have sought God on how to grow in this season as you enter marriage again. And the blessing on the backside of that burden of being the divorcee is that when you marry well the second time, you have a great appreciation for your spouse. It's something that, you know, it's hard to explain to them, right? But, you know, me, I tell my husband all the time, I have no complaints about you. Not one. I don't have any complaints about him. Is he perfect? No, neither am I. We both make mistakes. We're both learning. And even as I share, you know, scriptures and share thoughts and as the Holy Spirit leads me, share wisdom with you guys, me and my husband always have room to grow too. But I don't complain about him. I don't have any complaints. And that's the blessing, because I have seen the dark side of the love story, and I married well the second time. And having married well the second time, I love him. I love everything about him, right? And sometimes when you are the person who's fresh in the marriage, you're fresh. This is your first time writing this, you know, forever till death do us part love story. Sometimes you think, oh, my spouse could improve. Oh, my spouse could do this. Oh, my spouse could do X, Y, and Z. And having experienced it myself, having seen my friends who are divorced experience it, my first bit of advice in this podcast for the person who has never been married is to listen. Not because the other person knows everything, but to listen because the other person has gained a wisdom that they can share. And if you are both divorced, it's important that you listen to each other. Because you go into your second marriage with a different level of clarity. And if you guys are intentional about hearing one another, you actually can grow through what could be a very challenging season of adapting to a new love story. Married people who have been divorced show up differently because they've been there before. And believe it or not, you guys, you're not alone in the struggles that you have, right? Like, not everybody's husband is messy, but a lot of husbands are messy, right? Not everybody's wife is OCD, but a lot of wives have things that they want to be kept clean, right? Not everybody's wife is doing all the work. Not everybody's husband is doing all the work. It's marriage is marriage, and we all face similar challenges. One thing that typically, this is not everybody, and if this is not you, don't you go showboating to your spouse like, this is what Shayla said. No. Don't do that. But typically, the divorcee is somebody who comes to the marriage with a wisdom for choosing their battles wisely. And that's really major. Like, it's so important that you choose your battles wisely, because everything doesn't need to be fought over. Okay, so I didn't apologize the way you wanted me to, or I didn't approach the conversation in the way that you wanted me to. At the end of the day, if you know we are on the same team and I'm just trying to work through and communicate, does it matter how or when? Or does it matter that it just happened? Does it matter that the apology came? Does it just matter that I'm being accountable and I'm coming to say I'm sorry, but I also maybe want to understand, right? Picking your battles is something that is hard for newlyweds a lot of times, and especially newlyweds who have never been married. So if you have never been married and you listen to this, you're listening to this, you both are fresh in it, then you can learn from this divorcee. pick your battles. Everything don't need to be a fight. And a lot of times when we're fighting and going in circles, there's something deeper, and or somebody's just stuck in their head. You're telling yourself something that's not a reality. Oh, she just doesn't care. Is it that she doesn't care, or that she's hurting too and you guys just have to hear each other? Oh, he just doesn't appreciate me. Does he not appreciate you? Or is it that in this moment, he's just frustrated and he doesn't feel heard? When it comes to this journey of marrying again and choosing differently, choosing better, showing up differently in your marriage, it's always important to put yourself in your spouse's shoes, whether you've been married before or not. But as a divorcee, you know what it's like to be freshly married again. And so when you communicate concerns, when you communicate your ideas or your thoughts, you want to make sure that you are communicating in a way that is not putting them down, that is not, I know this because I've been this. I've lived this before. I already know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen. You never been married to this person before, right? And as a newly married person, all you can do is try your hardest to put yourself in your spouse's shoes and just say, you know what, this might be a pain point. This might be a trigger. Let me just take a moment and let me hear them out, right? Because they're coming with a different level of experience. And most of the time, I mean, there are times that divorce is perfectly pleasant. I don't know when those times are, but there are times that it is, I guess. But for the times that it's not, and your spouse had a really rough ending to what started off as a beautiful beginning, it's really important to not discredit their experience, to not discredit what they come to the table with, their whatever challenges, whatever perspectives. Hear each other and recognize that there's nothing wrong with either of you. There's nothing wrong with the divorcee, and there's nothing wrong with the person who's never been married. But it's just really important to realize that there may be a different vision for that person, and as they show up in your marriage, they are going to show up a little bit differently. And when you're dating someone who's been divorced, it's really important to understand the story they tell themselves. Now, this is major because there's what he said, what she said, and what actually happened, right? But it's so important that you understand, I guess someone's coming to visit the house. It's so important that you try and understand or gather an understanding of what is the story they're telling themselves. Because you want to make sure that before you walk down that aisle, this person is accountable for their part in the end. How did they contribute to the end of that first love story? Right. And if you're already married and this is something that you didn't have a chance to discuss or you didn't realize needed to be discussed, talk to your spouse today, no matter how long you've been married. It's important to understand how your spouse, approaches accountability, because how they approach accountability is going to show you how they will grow in the marriage. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Wife Talks. I truly appreciate the support and I'm honored to be alongside you and your spouse on this journey of love. Please make sure to share this with another married couple that you know so that they can get just a little dose of encouragement and inspiration for their marriage as well. I wish you growth, I wish you peace, and I wish you love. But most of all, I wish you the marriage of your dreams.